Level B1 IME. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We've asked you here today to present a new project that is to be implemented by the IME and that will benefit your teenage kids. Please feel free to interrupt and ask us any questions that you may have. As one of our activities this year, we are considering putting together a one-week stay in an equine therapy centre in Lorez.
Is equine therapy then your method with horses?
That is absolutely right. Equine therapy is a healing technique that uses horses as a partner or mediator for the children. It offers multiple benefits. First of all, the teens will have to cohabit as a group for a whole week. That includes them taking part in all of the daily activities as a collective group. This will help them develop their personal autonomy, as well as their ability to forge new relationships. Secondly, it so happens that none of the kids who are taking with us knows about horses or has ever ridden a horse before. This means there will be a very important initial phase of discovering and getting used to the horses and their habitat. The second phase will be more about learning to ride on horseback, allowing them to work on their balance and sense of coordination.
All right, but why horses?
What is really interesting about horses is that they possess all of the inherent qualities of living creatures, insofar as a horse is a benevolent, neutral party that is incapable of judging but can accompany and carry the children. Also, it's an impressive animal to the kids. That means they're going to have to approach him, talk to him, handle him, look after him, as well as lead him, all the while respecting him, as he is worthy of their interest and care.
Is it dangerous, though?
Certainly. Every sport has its fair share of danger. However, as far as horse riding goes, there is no reason there should be any accidents, as long as the kids are given proper training. Moreover, we have selected a certified centre which offers numerous and well-qualified staff.
So you've already picked the centre?
Absolutely. Our social worker, Madame Bouchon, visited various sites before eventually choosing one. The methods and welcoming facilities of which are quite interesting and well adapted to the adolescents we are taking with us on this trip. The place she has chosen for us is called Euphoria Centre and is located in La Canoge.
How can we know for sure that this centre really is good?
Well, as I told you, Madame Bouchon went down there herself to meet with the directors of the centre. She was given the opportunity to witness various sessions and activities. And moreover, the centre is certified by PATH International, an organisation that aims to bring together equine therapy professionals. Among other projects the centre has set up its very own way of evaluating its members' progress.
What kind of activities do they offer?
First of all, the children will learn to approach a horse, talk to him, look after him and feed him. Thus, they will have to learn to overcome their fear in order to enjoy taking care of the animal. Secondly, they're going to have to lead the horse, first walking alongside him and then riding him. All activities will take place indoors in enclosed and covered space before we take the kids on any outings.
Where will they be staying? And what about their meals?
The place we'll be staying in is only a 10-minute drive from the centre in a gîte that's been approved of by all the authorities concerned and also located in La Canoge. As for the meals, all breakfasts and dinners will be prepared by members of the IME team with the help of the kids themselves. The kids will be having their lunches in the centre cafeteria, allowing them to get better acquainted with the other participants.
When are you planning this trip for?
We hope to have everything ready by next spring.
Who will be accompanying our kids?
There will be three IME professionals with them. Our social worker, Madame Bouchon, who's already been on several of these trips and knows how to ride a horse. Monsieur Lefebvre, another of our educators, and myself.
And who will be funding that trip?
The Institute will be paying for everything as part of one of our centre's projects. All the details will be sent to you later on by email.
During this trip, will we be able to call them?
Ah, you most certainly will. As a matter of fact, we'll communicate to you a specific time slot dedicated to phone calls, preferably in the evening, so that the kids can fully enjoy the day's activities. In that regard, the use of mobile phones will only be allowed in the evening. Also, a film and photo journal of our excursion will be made afterwards, so you can see what your children's life during this trip has been like. We will then be having another meeting with you and the children to discuss and look back on the trip. Lastly, we're going to issue some of the documentation that has been forwarded to us by the Euphoria Centre. You'll also find a lot more information on their website, and should you have any questions, please feel free to get back to us. It remains only to thank you all for coming. Have a very nice day.